Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, today we look at an ayah from Surah Taha, ayah number 132. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every one of the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that instruct and command your family to observe salah. Your family, that is your wife, your children, those who are in your household, as much as you are concerned of your own salah and your spiritual progress and your spiritual development, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every one of them, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Ensure that they are praying salah. Encourage them to pray salah. Make dua that they also pray salah. A very important dua that we should make. Many a times you find parents complaining about their children not performing salah or not observing salah. Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us a beautiful dua. Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 40. Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 40. The dua, Rabbi ij'alni muqim as-salah. Oh Allah, make me an establisher of salah. Make me one who will consistently observe my salah. Wa min durriyati, and my children as well. My children as well, oh Allah. This is Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. A Nabi of Allah making the dua for his sons who both became Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. So Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah. Instruct, command, encourage your family to pray their salah. Sometimes we have this attitude that I'm praying my salah, it doesn't matter to me what the next person does, even though that person is living under my roof. Wastabir alayha. And you persevere in the observance of salah and the prayer of salah. Sometimes you are telling the next person to do it, but they do not see salah in your life. They do not see any spiritual activity, any spiritual development in your own life. How can you expect it in the life of the next person? Especially those who are closest to you. So Allah says, wastabir alayha, and you yourself persevere in the prayer and in performing salah. La nas'aluka rizqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are not asking you for any rizq. We do not ask you to sustain us and to provide sustenance from us. Nahnu narzuquk. We will give you rizq. Ulama say, Allah speaks of rizq with salah in this ayah. Why is that? The first thing that will happen to you, the first benefit of salah in this world, let alone the benefits in the life to come, the very first benefit of salah, consistently and punctually performing salah, observing salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you that your rizq will come to you easily. Halal rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you halal rizq. That is the first benefit of salah that you will see in this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the hadith, مُرُوا صِبْيَانَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ, that the moment your children reach the age of 7, already start encouraging them, instructing them, and commanding them to observe the salah. May Allah grant us the understanding.